your team is personal, which is the biggest thing to me. You could get me 75% of the results, and if you guys are personal and good to work with, I would be happy. But you get me 180% of the results, I don't know, man. You guys are crushing it from the customer's that perspective.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Electrify Your Message podcast. I'm your host, Joe Melillo, and another client spotlight today as we talk to the owner, founder, creator of Boring Cloth, Adam Allen. Adam, welcome to the show, buddy.
Thanks for having me. How's it going?
Oh, man, it's going really well. And you know what the best part about this is, folks, is Adam is definitely the youngest, if not close to the youngest business owners that we work with, which tend to be a theme with our texting programs. So today we're delighted to have Adam here to talk about his business, how he got started, how he's using text messaging in his Boring Cloth business to generate revenue and ultimately communicate with people at a much higher level. So Adam, again, dude, we're excited to have you here. And first and foremost, tell us where the name Boring Cloth, which is great, came from for your t-shirt company.
Yeah, so the name, it wasn't anything I'd been thinking of for a long time. And I honestly didn't even plan on starting this. It was very impromptu, kind of saw a place to take action. And I just went and took action on it. And I started making clothes. People started liking them. And I decided I must need a name for it, obviously, like any great business has. And I was in my car one day, and I was just thinking real simple. And then cloth was the first thing that came to my head. I was like, okay, that's the most simple part of a t-shirt. You got cloth. That's most simple part of any kind of clothes. It's in the word clothes. And then I just thought boring, because I like the irony of it, because if somebody calls something boring, you don't like that. Like, nobody likes to do boring things. And I was like, man, this would be really cool if I could call this Boring Cloth and people would start using it and really start liking it. I can say I've achieved my goal there. It's called Boring Cloth and people like it and use it, and it's got the name boring, or the word boring, in it, but it's not lame, and it's not something people want to avoid. So yeah, pretty simple, nothing crazy.
That's it. You know what? Kudos to you on that. That's a smart move in my mind. Make it stand out in some way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everybody's trying to go the opposite direction and stand out. And you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
I'm going to play a little mind tricks on folks. So yeah, that's a good idea. Exactly.
There's so many elite or billionaire or whatever kind of clothing company names, and they don't stand out. Nothing like that stands out anymore.
And to your point, you know, people started liking it to the tune of what, a couple tens of thousands of people on LinkedIn, Instagram, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. your brand and Boring Cloth. Tell us about that. And tell me about, you know, using Instagram and social media to your advantage as a Gen Zer.
Yeah. So, Instagram, I grew up with it. Like people used to grow up with Tonka trucks. I kind of wish I'd grown up with those, but we grew up with Instagram and Twitter and Snapchat, and it's been the best tool for my business. I've made a ton of client connections, a ton of customer connections, a ton of business connections through there. And yeah, so now I have about 19,000 followers, and I started an Instagram page pretty much the day everything kind of started moving, and I was really like, oh, I'm gonna make this a business. I started my Instagram page because I actually just told somebody yesterday, if you're new and you don't have an Instagram, you don't have a business, seriously. And that might not apply to a select handful of businesses, but I mean, if you're selling direct to customers, you pretty much have to have an Instagram page. And I just started, you know, posting, growing, using my knowledge, using my iPhone to take pictures, and just started putting stuff up that I thought people would like. And every now and then it's kind of hit and miss, but Instagram has shown my brand to millions of people. Millions of different people have been able to see it. Whereas, you know, all I can think about a lot of times is like, you know, what about like when Nike started or Phil Knight, like, you know, he didn't have Instagram to show all these people his brand. And it was, it's definitely a game changer now. And it's a huge help for me to be able to do something like this.
You can really cultivate your messaging and imaging and thought and brand through this medium of text messaging, but of Instagram. So you're able to kind of cultivate and make it be an artist in and of itself in the brand of your company, Boring Cloth. Yeah. Did you go into that thinking, you know, a couple of years ago when you started right from scratch? Like, hey, this is going, I have a very clear vision of what my brand is going to look like. Or are your earlier posts, are your earlier movement in the business kind of different than what you're doing today?
I would say it's a little bit different, but really not. It's different in terms of quality, in terms of the quality that I'm going for and kind of the look that I'm going for. But, you know, when I started, I started in my head was like, I'm gonna not care. I obviously totally completely care about my business, but you know, I'm gonna just, as far as like how I caption my pictures, the pictures I post, I don't want anything to follow the ordinary, like new Instagram brand, look at all.
Yeah. Template. There's a template that, you know, if you're a new business, you're following.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I did not want to follow that at all. Literally my captions most of the time didn't even make up a sentence or a sequence of words that made any kind of sense. Yeah. So I didn't want to follow the basic new brand Instagram template, which is, just captions to make you think that you want things. Which that doesn't really work when nobody knows what it is that you're selling and nobody knows what it is that they're even supposed to want, I don't think. So I just really went for, you know, uncharted kind of territory, captions that don't make any sense. You know, there's a picture there that might look cool, but I going through my head was, oh, it's going to get people to stop if they read a sequence of words that makes no sense at all. So that's usually what my posts were. And I kind of want to get back to that because I really like that. And I don't know if anybody else liked it, but it just made me feel like I'm doing what I want. And people like the brand for what I create and not so much me just trying to sell them. Cause that's really not my mission, is to sell to people, but, every day I'm not like, oh, I gotta sell. I want people to love it. And I want to communicate that with people too. And I don't want to look like I'm trying harder than everybody, because I don't think that's a good look in many areas at all.
Yeah, coming from a place of abundance as a brand is always a good place to start, right? You have a lot going on. There's a lot and it shows in your branding. And so if you want to go check out Boring Cloth, make sure to go to Instagram and look up Boring Cloth. You can follow them on Facebook as well. You can also go to the website, boringcloth.com. And it is how it sounds. And if you pull up, I mean, you'll see upside down pictures. You'll see people with masks on. You'll see but all of them are wearing the Boring Cloth t-shirts, which are high quality. From what I can tell, high quality material with some cool images on them. Where do you come up with the ideas to put? I mean, you got a t-shirt coming in. You can put anything on those things. Where do you come up with those ideas?
Yeah. Well, part of it is I can put anything on it that I want. Like you just said, sometimes I'll just have a thought and I'll be like, oh, that'd look cool on a t-shirt. That's one aspect of coming up with ideas. That's one way it happens. And then I want to be able to communicate feelings that, you know, my generation and kind of younger people feel that might take a lot of words sometimes, or that they just can't communicate just by wearing a shirt. Really, like one of my favorite shirts, it just says no worries, and you know, it's something simple, it's aesthetically pleasing, put it on a shirt and people want to wear that around, and when somebody looks at them and reads their shirt, they want it to mean something to them. Maybe instead of just wearing a plain t-shirt, just put a little simple message on there. or some kind of item that you think represents you, or a scene that you think represents you. That's really where I come up with that, is representation of people in a real simple sense.
I love it, man. Everything is mad chill, right? Everything's really chill. Yeah. In the world of Warren Cloth. What about, we talked about it quickly, but what about the material itself? When did you make that decision? Because I feel like that is a tough decision to make about where and how and where you, and what to use for a cloth.
Yeah, so started out, I actually really tried to piggyback off the Champion brand. I was just throwing designs on Champion. I was like, oh, Champion, you know, people love Champion now. And then I was like, this isn't the way to go. And then I really just, I would order a bunch of different types of t-shirts at once. All my boys back home, my friends back home. I would take them over, you know, if we're gathering somewhere or something, if we're all meeting up somewhere, I'd take them. And then I'd just say, hey, try on all these shirts and tell me which ones you like the most. And then I remember one night I'd just gotten the shirts that we use now. And I took him over to my buddy Noah's house. I think it was me, him, and CJ. And we put them on. And we're like, oh, these are really nice. Like, these are the ones, because they're not too heavy. You can wear them in summer. They're soft. They just fit a little big, which most people love. They're the perfect T-shirt. And I put them up against anything. If you're just looking to chill in a T-shirt, this is the one.
This is good stuff. And I really appreciate your insight here from we started talking probably a couple of months ago. Originally, mm-hmm. A friend of ours, a mutual friend who's been on the podcast before, Stinger Sports owner, Brandon Eaton. So shout out to Brandon. He introduced us and said, hey, to you, Adam, hey, you need to talk about texting and how you can use that for your business. What did you first think when someone said text messaging marketing to you?
My first thought was, like, is like for real, like you can just pop up in somebody's messages instead of their email, or hoping they scroll past you on Instagram. It's like no brainer.
Yeah. And it's not that though, right? It's a little bit more in depth and complicated than just a spam mm-hmm. text, right? So let's talk about what we've been able to accomplish with you. If you text boring to 55433, so if you're listening to this podcast and you want to see Adam's stuff, you can text boring to 55433. What's the idea behind the text messaging for your business and how you want to communicate with customers?
Yeah, so when I came to you guys, I want to market, and I want to let people know that I'm out there and keep my customers updated. But more than that, I want them to feel a personal connection with the brand. And a lot of them already can, because, you know, a lot of my supporters I went to high school with and whatnot. But the people that I didn't, and even the people that I did go to school with, I can pop up in their text message just like their mom or their best friend or their girlfriend or their boyfriend. And I want to, you know, not always send them a sales message like me and Ben have sent out before, a message that just says, happy Saturday, remember to relax today and do what you love. Just something like that. I just want to give people a good vibe always. And I don't want it to feel like a game. I want it to feel like a relationship. I don't want it to feel like I'm the only one getting anything out of it, you know, because I do really care about my customers. And I like that relationship, and they can reply, and it's the ideal platform for customer communication.
Part of our implementation and design team here at K-Launch is Ben Bodai, and that's who Adam's referring to when he says Ben helping him do that. And, you know, you came with a clear vision on what, and which is rare, in my opinion, a young guy running a business, a t-shirt company, having a clear vision on what they want, what you want for your customers to engage with, how you want to be perceived by your customers. You're head and shoulders above many other people in this world who are running their own businesses in that sense. So kudos to you again on that one. And so it translates well in the text messaging plans that we've put together for you, because in my opinion, it shows your heart, and it shows what your mind, where your mind is. And that is so key what you mentioned before, that you don't want, you want it to be a two-way relationship. It's not just you getting something out of your customers. It needs to be that way, because then it becomes reality. And if you can do it in that way, you will always have a customer for life. And being a young guy and a young business owner, dude, I have to, you know, again, shout out to you for doing it the right way, in my opinion. And so we hope you continue to do it that way. Where do you see this going? Where do you see Boring Cloth going? Where's the future for you?
I actually answered this question earlier today. I think what would determine my success, you know, would be to see myself in several stores like Zumiez or PacSun, some stuff like that. And just everybody realizing the message that I want to send out and being able to change lives through, you know, charitable donations, things like that. And get people involved in the brand and give them a community to be a part of if they don't have a community to be a part of. And you know, ultimately just taking it as far as Vans or further than Vans. I don't know if I'll ever get into shoes, but I think apparel is where I'll really stand out and give people a new way to express themselves through t-shirts. Because I really think what I do and how I design is 100% original, because I've never seen anything like it. I think there are some things similar to it that are, you know, popping up here and there, but nobody does this kind of design the way that I do it.
Well, I have no doubt that if you can keep listening to guys like Brandon Eaton and other influences in your life, and you keep doing things authentically and empathetically, I think there's no end to your journey, and a sky's the limit for Boring Cloth. So we'd be happy to see you get to those heights up there, Adam, for sure.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it a ton. And yeah, I mean, you guys have been instrumental in the last couple months. Because, I mean, before I came to you guys, I was scrambling with my marketing. I was throwing a lot of money in a hole. And you guys kind of came and helped pull me up out of there. And I started working with some guys on Facebook. And yeah, you guys have been great.
Expand on that for us a little bit. You know, allow my listeners to hear. From your perspective, you were spending money on marketing. So tell me about that. What were your thoughts and why were you doing that? And then ultimately, what's the difference between that and what we do with an experiential text messaging campaign?
Yeah, so the difference is extremely clear. Within about 10 minutes. This is not a K-Launch promo, but it is because... these guys are great. A lot of other marketing companies that I worked with a few. There's no personal attention because all the people that are emailing you and reaching out, 99% of those are just going to be, all right, we're going to get you in here. We're going to make it sound like a good deal. It is going to be a good deal, but we're not going to really get you results. And then especially for SMS, a lot of these guys attribute your own sales to their marketing, which is, I think, crooked. It is crooked. And I mean, when I started working with you guys, Ben has been awesome. He does more work than I do, which is the way it should be, because, you know, I'm paying you guys to get things flowing and keep things afloat and growing. Ben's always on top of it. Your team is personal, which is the biggest thing to me. You could get me 75% of the results, and if you guys are personal and good to work with, I would be happy, but you get me 180% of the results. It's a whole package. It seems like a deal is too good to be true, but I mean, I don't know, man. You guys are crushing it. From the customer's that perspective.
Yeah, you heard it here from Adam himself. It sounds too good to be true, but it's not. So it's like, yeah. We really appreciate that, man. And that's our main goal is we find that the weakness in a lot of agencies and a lot of ways that marketing is incorporated. And again, this is a different than marketing in the sense that marketing is based on impressions. You can't prove the results, the ROI. where on our end, we're using opt-in data and pull-through data to kind of capture what's actually happening when we run a campaign, when we run a promotion, and use text messaging to do that. For example, over the last couple of months, we ran one on April 1st, correct?
Yes. Yep.
So for Boring Cloth, Adam worked with Ben to send a specific text message out once we had everybody opted in from a customer standpoint for you, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So tell people how that went. What happened?
So everybody knows April 1st is April Fool's Day, but not everybody realizes it. So me and Ben took advantage of that, and we just wanted to build that customer relationship really with this text. Just like you'd go up to somebody and say you like their shoes, or just any kind of small piece of communication with somebody that doesn't seem like you're trying to grab something out of them or ask for something, is I think vitally important, especially if it's your first communication with them. You don't go up to somebody and just ask them if you can borrow their car or, you know, something like that.
Can I have your credit card?
Exactly. That usually doesn't end in a solid relationship. So me and Ben sent out a little joke text. And this might not be the best approach. You might not want to joke with somebody as soon as you meet them, but we gave them a discount code after we sent out a April Fool's text and said, April Fool's, I think we said, every order is like 90% off today or something crazy, you know. it might have been like every order one thing, get $100 credit. That's what it was. So it was like kind of feasible if we were like really going out of business bad.
Messing around with people's minds, don't caught their attention.
Yeah, exactly. We're like flash sale now only. Order one item, $100 free store credit. And then we sent a text immediately after, and I think it was actually in the same text. And we said, April Fools, haha, use the code, you know, whatever for 20% off or whatever percent off. And then I got a bunch of, you know, customer replies like, ha ha ha, that was a good one. Or like, damn, dude, why'd you do that? But everything ended well with that. And that was just a funny, you know, campaign. And I plan to do it every April Fool's now too.
That's great. But you got to go bigger now, right? Like,
yeah, exactly. I don't know what we could do, but something bigger for sure. We'll figure it out.
I agree. And I think I'll come up with some good ones for you too. I love coming up with these campaigns with Ben. So just to be clear, right? So we had the graph and we saw what happened after we sent that text message, and it was about 500 sales of ordering between the hours of 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. at night. So we were able to track based on what time we sent the text message to see the growth that actually occurred after we sent that joke discount text. And it ended up driving around $1,500 worth of sales for you on one day. So a little bit of a personality to it, a little bit of a goal to it, but that's kind of where our minds are with text. And Adam sees it tenfold in the sense, hey, it can be fun. It can be interesting. It doesn't have to be, hey, here's a discount code only. You can actually have fun with your customers and get responses back.
Yeah. So, if you're going to give them a discount, you know, might as well make them work for it a little bit or something.
Man, I don't know if I want to be your customer anymore, man. You can make a screw around with me.
Not too much.
That's right. Hey, so we really appreciate your time, Adam. I think people need to hear the success stories that K-Launch and what we can do to electrify your message, what we can make it to stand out, to be different. And who better than someone who has 19,000 followers on Instagram, someone who's running a successful business here in 2021, a Gen Z-er of all of it. You know, you're an inspiration, Adam, and we really appreciate your time, man. I think people need to, more business owners need to be like you.
That means a lot, man. I really appreciate it, Joe. Not to mention, Joe's got me on a podcast here for free, you know, advertising for me. So these guys are great. I really appreciate the time And Joe's put way more time into this than any regular guy would have. It's personal. It's awesome.
Yeah, you got it, dude. And, you know, your success is our success too. So that's the way we feel about it at K-Launch. And truthfully, our CEO hires people like me, like Ben, to execute because in the end, your personal relationship with me and your personal relationship with Ben, just like your texting personal relationship with your customers, it's all the same. We got to all trust each other. We got to love on each other. And if you can do it in the right way at the right time, we're all going to be successful and have fun doing it too, right? So,
Absolutely. It's been a blast.
All right. Well, that's it for the Electrify Your Message podcast. Adam, good luck. Again, you can go to boringcloth.com. You can text boring to 55433 if you want to see and get involved with Boring Cloth. I got to go buy a t-shirt. I'll see you guys later. Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at K-Launch can do for you, simply text K-Launch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.